Tonight's shiur, Simen Reish Dalid, Si'if Vov and Zayin. Si'if Vov, Temed she'oisim mechatzanim she'noisin aleihem mayim. Temed is a beverage that's essentially a wine, second round. You're going to take the chatzanim, the seeds, and you're going to pour water over it, and you're going to let it steep, and it'll turn into like a wine beverage. So it's fairly similar to sif hay, where you took shmarim of the yayin, you took the sediment of the wine. You basically made wine and poured off the wine, you had the sediment, and you pour water, and you make another batch. So here you're doing this with the seeds that are left over from the grapes, and you add water. So the mechaber says, dinu kishmarim. It's like shmarim, no different than sif hay. The same level as sif hay, that when you add water, three parts water, and you get four parts, so then there's enough wine residue, the brach is b'bo pi'a gofen. So same thing. But the mechaber adds a note. V'hani mili, when do we say this? Kishinetsu b'koira. When the original pressing of the grapes was done with a beam. So that's a very strong pressing, and there isn't that much residual wine left. But if instead of using a beam, it was pressed by foot, people stamped on the grapes and squished them with their feet, so then there's going to be more residual wine or grape juice. So afilo nasan shloshim midas mayim v'lo matzel shlosha. So if I add three parts water and all I get is three, or pachas or less, it's still by pigafin. Sheyainu, this is wine. V'hamayim nivlam bizagim. The water is getting absorbed into the peels. The flavor that comes out has a lot of wine in it. The Ramah adds, zagim shenostolem te'enim achazei koch hayayin. If you add these peels of the grapes and you add figs to make it a stronger wine, afal pisha zagin harov, even if there's more peels than fig, mikomalkum kol koichat te'enim b'mashka, still we say the figs give the real flavor to the beverage. Ve'en levarach b'pigofen, you can't make a b'pigofen anymore, the brach is going to be shahakol. Take a look at Mishtaburus of Kol Namadad. Shoyisim echatzalim v'chulu. They make this temed out of the leftover seeds, I guess peels. Hainu la'achar sheniskan hayami anavim. That means, after you squeeze the wine from the grapes, noisten mayim al hachatzanim l'klotam hayayin shenisha behem. They'll then pour the water over the seeds to collect and extract any flavor of the wine that remains. V'zeniku temed, we call it temed. Sefkar lamed hei, kishenetsu b'koira. This is if it was pressed with a beam. Because you're using this instrument, you've literally taken out just about all the moisture from these grapes. And therefore, we have a requirement of the ratio one part to three parts has to be at least 25% of wine. But if you didn't use a beam, rather you crushed it by foot, so then there's going to be more residual wine in the grapes, or the seeds, I should say, and the peels. Then even if you didn't get a 25% ratio, it'll be strong enough that you'll taste it and you'll make a bar pi'a gofen. Says the Mishnah Berurah, dinam ketzimukim. This is more similar to raisins. So by raisins, you don't need this ratio of 25%. Komokom davka k'sheish bo tamo sheyayin v'echon. Now this still requires that this beverage tastes and smells like wine. V'chanal b'sefkan l'abeis. We learned this before in sefkan l'abeis. L'inyin yayin sh'nesa b'mayim, when you mixed any dilution of wine and water. This is going on the Ramah, where you have peels that you add to Einim, and then with the water and the figs and the peels, you're going to get a beverage. But allow me to say, after you extract the wine from the grape and issue hazagim and you're left with the peels, nasan aleim te'inu ashar peirus, you add figs or other fruit, lechazek koyach hayayin ha'neshar behem, to strengthen the wine that remains, ulehusif bad b'miso, and also adds to the red coloring. So all the strength is in the te'inim. The koyach is from the te'inim. The te'inim are full strength. These weren't squeezed first. The hazagin, the peels, afal pishem harov, it may be the majority. Most of the moisture is gone. So when you're dealing with quality or unpressed figs, and you dump it together with the peels of grapes, that everything was squeezed out of it, so the te'inim is going to be the ikar. And it makes sense that even if you have the ratio, that you had three parts water and you end up with four parts, so it's at least 25% of the fruit or more, it won't help. Because ultimately the main beverage here is the te'inim and not the grapes. You can't compare grape peels to figs. And if you're making a mixture of grape peels and figs and water, the flavor is from the figs, and therefore the bosom is shahakal. So it's called lametes, being the verb by biagafen, so you can't say by biagafen. El shahakal, the bosom is shahakal. Tavi kashechu te'inim, no different than fig beer. The brachas is shahakal, the bosom is shahakal. If you look at Magen Avraham, the bracha achrona is established. He's not sure about what bracha achrona to make. The tashbeitz lo b'yur le'svarazu kol kach. The tashbeitz is not so clear on this idea. Umisveik a pasuk mevach shahakol. So he says say shahakol because of suffix, because of doubt. The yotze mizal kol davar. So you yotze even if it is barbi agafen. If he said shahakol, you yotze. But when it comes to bracha achrona, you have a problem. Al kein lini bracha achrona, you lishdos v'yis yan gomer. So when it comes to bracha achrona, you're best off adding to your drinking a revius of true wine. V'yivarach al agafen, l'ftor gam ashkizu, when you want to see al agafen, that takes care of this beverage as well. Se'iv zayin. Hashoyse mayim litzma'oi. If a person drinks water because he's thirsty, mevarach shahakol. He says a bracha shahakol before he drinks. Ula'acha b'rein efashos v'abos, and when he's done, a b'rein efashos. Aval im chanakte umsa, but if he's choking on a piece of meat, v'shasamayim lahavra umsa, and he drinks water to clear his throat, ein mevarach lo l'fon av ula'acha, doesn't make a bracha before or after. Now, I don't think he's actually choking. I don't think people choking are supposed to be drinking anything. But it means something, like he feels something caught in his throat. So he wants to drink something to clear his throat. If that's the reason he's drinking, is to clear his throat, so then there's not going to make a bracha. He's not drinking because he's thirsty. He's drinking for a different reason. Mr. Bursif Kadmem, litzmo'o. If he's thirsty, he makes a bracha. Nirid lav davka litzmo'o mamash. It would seem, it doesn't have to be he's actually thirsty. Ela bistama, what we mean to say is, kol shehachich nena me'mayim. As long as his cheek enjoys the water. So we say he's a little thirsty, and he makes a bracha. If he wasn't thirsty at all, he wouldn't think it's geshmak. He's going to drink. Oh, it tastes good. Water doesn't really have a taste. I mean, some taste from chemical, whatever, minerals. But if he feels that it was geshmak when he drank it, it means he was a little thirsty. As opposed to the case when there's something caught, anything he ate, he feels a stuck in his throat. So he drinks. This is only halacha by water. Oh, because we say we don't enjoy it unless he's drinking when he's thirsty. But if he's drinking any other beverage, or he's eating a piece of bread to help get things moving down his throat. Shachech nena mehem, these are things that mouth enjoys. Af she'en shoseh v'orchlo achshav kimahava umza. Even though right now he's drinking it or eating it in order to pass that which is in his throat, chav l'vorchlo b'tchiliv esov, he's got to make a bracha before he, and after. Kedakameh sifches agudin sifches. So it's only halacha by water that we make this distinction, are you thirsty or not? Anything else you drink, I don't care if you're thirsty or not. There's a flavor to it. You have to make a bracha. Whatever your reason is, makes no difference. The Mishnah Berurah concludes by saying, if a person drinks water in the morning for medicinal purposes, lo yivarech, he will not make a bracha. But if he happens to be thirsty as well, yivarech, he will make a bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that anything a person drinks to clear his throat or for therapeutic reasons, if it isn't water, it's going to get a bracha. It's only when it's water that we say that the only time you get bracha on water is if you're thirsty or it's geschmack and you enjoy it. Otherwise, you're not going to make a bracha for therapeutic reasons or to clear his throat. So the Mishnah Berurah Bar Halacha says, according to this, comes out, if a person drinks water only to mistarf to birchas hazimun, two people ate with bread, he comes along, mizamin, have a cup of water, and you can mizamin. Or, if a person has a suffix bracha, he's a suffix case of bracha. Do I need a bracha achron or not? I don't know. I ate popcorn. Did I have a shir k'dichas pras or not? That's hard to tell. I'll drink a cup of water of vias and now I'll make a brain of fashas. If he knows he has no pleasure in the world, maybe popcorn's a bad case. If he knows he's not thirsty, he doesn't want to drink. I'm only drinking. That can start for the zimam. I'm only drinking to say the brain of fashos. Ain chayav levorach. There's no bracha. The male, I can't start for the zimun, and I can't make a bracha achrona because I'm not drinking. Cause I'm thirsty. I'm drinking for an ulterior motive. I'm drinking for the zimun. I'm drinking because I have a suffix shaylin in the bracha. So in those cases, there is no bracha. So the post can bring that based on this, there are a number of examples when we don't make a bracha. The Ben Ish Chai wrote that if a person takes a pill, he's not going to make a bracha on the pill, on the liquid he drinks to get the pill down. Again, it's if it's water. If he's drinking water to get the pill down, he's not thirsty, he's not going to make a bracha. If I drink oranges to get the pill down, I do make a bracha because there's a flavor to it. But if I'm drinking water or not. Then he says, if the doctor says, I'm drinking such and such amount of water today, a lot of people drink water, doctor says, drink water, and he's only drinks the doctor says to drink it, so if he's not thirsty, he doesn't make a bracha. Business and Corellis, he can't make a bracha. If he just drinks the doctor said, got to get my cups of water in, you're not going to make a bracha. If a person feels he's dehydrating, no, he's not thirsty. So he might get he's getting a headache, and he drinks to avoid the headache. Chank has said, doesn't make a bracha. He's not drinking because he's thirsty.
But he's getting benefit from it.
You're right, he's getting benefit. But he's not thirsty. When I drink for therapy, I'm also getting benefit from it. But I'm clear my throat, I'm also getting benefit from it. But I'm not. Water is unique because in its essence, it's a flavorless thing. So what birchas nanin is there? That knows I'm thirsty and it quenches my thirst.
Your body needs it.
But if I'm not drinking it as a thirst quencher, I don't make a bracha. That's the halacha. If it's quenching my thirst, make a bracha. If it's not quenching my thirst, you're right, you can't live without it. But if you're not drinking because you're thirsty, not. So he says, what about the person who comes from the cold and you want a hot drink to warm up? Just hot water. Just hot water. And you drink hot water to warm up, you're not going to make a bracha. It's not called hanoah. Rav Steinman said that if you drink, he brings me this in Karelitz, if you drink hot water to warm up, you do make a bracha. But Rav Steinman says no. Rav Steinman says you're not drinking because you're thirsty. A speaker, a lecturer, who feels that his throat's getting dry, he takes a drink during the lecture, you know, usually he makes a stop, a shahakal, the whole thing. If he's drinking because his mouth is dry, you don't make a bracha. You're not thirsty. Your mouth is dry. You're not going to make a bracha. So he says, what about mei soda? What about seltzer? Unflavored. It's just carbonated water. He said, this crowd says, if you enjoy it and it's geschmack for you, so then you make a bracha on it. So Vasa said the same. Make a bracha on it. Because the mice said, you enjoy it. But the Baron of Steinman of Steinberg said, no, it's water. And you don't get, that's it. If you're not thirsty, make a bracha. So that's a shayla, how to deal with seltzer. Seltzer in a different ramah. So we had the shayla by pills. A person takes seltzer to get a pill down, you're going to get the shayla.